Thank you. And once again, hello, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you for the Good Stuff radio program. Spend the next 5 minutes or so relaxing. Drink your cup of coffee or whatever your morning go juice is, and we'll get you started off on the right foot. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine, Nebraska area. Go to visitvalentine.com for a list of 50 things to do. Well, we're kind of getting down to the season with about a week left here in the month of September, but the fall colors are going to be changing on the Niobrara River. You might want to take that in, or maybe a fall fishing trip out to Merritt Reservoir. Bring your shotgun for some upland bird hunting at some of the public lands we have available. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com. Today on The Good Stuff, I have something called What is an American by Jake Lake, which I think everybody's going to enjoy. Kim, what do you have lined up?
I think so, too. And I've got some more headliners.
All right. Want to remind you that all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Well, this was called What is an American by Jake Lake. Came in a few years ago, but I thought it was well worth repeating. It's got a good message to it. We yell for the government to balance the budget, then take that last dime we have to make the down payment on a car. We whip the enemy in battle, then give them the shirt off our backs. What is it to be an American? We yell for speed laws that will stop fast driving. They won't buy a car if it can't go over 100 miles an hour, though.
Oh, well, you know, we do have our standards.
What is an American? Americans get scared to death if we vote $1 billion for education, then are unconcerned when we find out that we're spending $3 billion a year for cigarettes.
Oh, wow.
We know the lineup of every baseball team in the American and National Leagues, but don't know half the words to the Star Spangled Banner. Kind of makes you think.
That's not good. I think we need to have some classes.
We'll spend half a day looking for vitamin pills to make us live longer, then drive 90 miles an hour on slick pavement to make up for lost time.
Yep.
We tie up our dog while letting our 16-year-old son run wild. We will work hard on a farm so we can move into town where we can make more money so that we can move back to the farm.
Oh, that's right.
In the office, we talk about baseball, shopping, or fishing. But when we get out at the game, the mall, or on the lake, what do we talk about? Business.
Business. Yep, that's right.
What is an American? We're the country that has more food to eat than any other country in the world and more diets to keep us from eating it. Some of us don't refrain.
That's right.
We run from morning to night trying to keep our earning power up with our yearning power.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a different way to say it.
One more of those from Jake Lake. What's it like to be an American? We're supposed to be the most civilized Christian nation on earth, but we still can't deliver payrolls without an armored car. Some things to think about from Jake Lake today on The Good Stuff.
That's right. And hey, if you happen to be listening from Valentine, KVSH 940 AM on the dial, we're happy that you're here. Welcome. I used to watch on Jay Leno late at night, the headliners, and they were always so funny, and so I've been sharing some of those lately. Here's one. It's a new listing. Imagine it in the paper. It's a little square ad. Carbondale, move right into this three-bedroom, 1.25 bath featuring foyer with split stained railing and mysterious hidden commode.
I don't even know what to say on that.
I know it. Isn't that interesting? This is a good one. Missing bird. A caller reported June 30th that a bird had been stolen from the apartment in the 100 block of Haskell Street East. It later was determined that the bird had not been stolen, but was lying dead at the bottom of its cage.
That's not a good sign.
No. And here's another ad in the paper. Will the person that got hit in the head with a tomato in the 1950s please contact 455-365-3321? These are real.
The 1950s. Okay.
Yeah. Someone got hit in the head with a tomato.
I wonder if they meant it was supposed to be like the 1950 block of something like that.
I don't know. But no, it was an ad that they placed. They placed the ad purposely. And they say person. They don't even say if it was a guy or a girl. They don't even narrow it down. Anyway, here's another one. Disturbing the peace. A woman called to report that her neighbors in the 1500 block of Pampano Lane were making noise. And because it was 3 a.m., she wanted it stopped. She was informed it was, in fact, 3 p.m.
Ooh. Better learn to tell time. Speaking of time, Kim, I see that by looking at our clock that is all we have for this edition of The Good Stuff.